Now, I found another interesting exchange between Don Lemon, aka Don Lemon, and Elon Musk. Ooh, just listen.
Let's talk about trans rights and the woke mind virus, because you've talked about that a lot. You write about that a lot on the thing. You have been deeply outspoken about the issue of trans rights. You posted trans rights. You posted that pronouns and bio mean the woke mind virus ate your brain. Do you know what the term woke actually means?
It's come to mean a lot of things.
But what it actually, what originally it was meant to mean, it's just being aware of inequities in society and being aware of facts and history.
Yeah, I think it's come to be, I think being aware of inequities in society is fine, of course. But trying to blame everything trying to make everything a race issue is, I think, divisive and corrosive to society.
Even as it relates to trans issues, which is what I'm...
Yeah, race or, you know, gender or whatever.
You think that society blames everything on racism now?
It blames a lot of things on it, and, yeah.
You think that's unfair?
Yeah.
Why?
I think we should not make this a constant subject. I think we need to move on. I think we should just, treat people like people.
You don't agree that this country was founded on racism and founded on slavery and in many ways inequities? That still continue on to this day?
I think every country... At that time, and I think even today, I was extremely racist. Every country, obviously, slavery was present in about half of this country, but was not present in the north. There was racism for sure, I think we want to look to the future rather than the past. Instead of engaging in constant rehashing of the past, because, in fact, if you look at history, if you study history broadly, everyone was a slave. Everyone.
Yes. Well, not everyone was a slave.
No,
but
everyone was a slave.
Okay, but...
we are all descended from slaves.
Yeah.
Well, all of us.
Yeah.
Don just says
it's just a question of when. Was it more recent or less recent? That's it.
Right.
But what future do we want? Is this something we want to make a part of our constant dialogue forever, or do we want to say, like, let's just move on and treat everyone, according to just who they are as an individual?
I agree with you with that. That's the ideal, but what the evidence shows is that that's not what's actually in practice.
I think we're doing better than anywhere else.
That's true. I agree with that. But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean a lot to a whole lot of people who aren't able to take advantage of the opportunities that you were able to take advantage of simply because the color of your skin.
What advantages does my color of my skin give me?
Well, there's an ease that you have in society that many people of color don't. You were able to come to this country voluntarily. There are many people who were not able to come to the country voluntarily. There are people who came here as slaves. And there is a legacy of slavery that still continues on. There's a legacy of racism that still continues on in this country.
Elon Musk came to the country because he had, let's just say, he came from a rich family. He came from a wealthy family. That's why he came, and he had it easier than other people. But Donnie, explain this to me. Why do you have so many Africans coming from Africa and making it big in the States, being successful in the States? They're from Africa. Why is it so easy for them? Well, not easy, but why do people from Africa make it in the States? Why? It can't be racism because they're black. Most of the times they're darker. They're darker. So why are they so successful? Why are you successful?
And that's undeniable.
Well, if we keep talking about it nonstop, it will never go away. If we keep making it the central thing, it will never go away.
How are we going to get rid of racism until...
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
Well, why do you believe that?
I think I'm speaking simple.
I'm sorry. What line of questioning is this? I mean, Donnie, what is this?
Statement of fact. I think we want to get away from making everything a race or a gender or whatever issue, and just treat people like individuals.
Do you have any desire to understand what many people of color and even trans people, how they feel about this country and how they're treated in this country? If they say and they believe that they are treated a certain way in this country, why don't you believe them?
You cannot have a situation where someone is a self-described victim and they just get to be that because that's how they feel.
I think that does happen in some cases, but not all cases. And I think that not understanding the history of the country, I think, is a real shame. Look, I've had incredible opportunities as a person of color.
Right.
But I've also been
very well.
But I've also been discriminated against, and I know that I have. And I know that that's real. And for someone to say that that hasn't happened and I should just move forward and not think about that and ignore the past is insulting.
I'm not saying it. Donnie, you keep putting words in my mouth.
Why are people so soft? Well, I know why Donnie's so soft because, you know. But, I mean, when you play sports and you fall down, you dust yourself up and you get up and just keep it moving. Or you sit there and be like, "Oh, my leg hurts. I need time out, please, because my leg hurts." You think you're going to be successful that way? If you keep whining and crying about stuff, get up and keep it moving. Stop being soft.
I'm not saying
I didn't say that you said it.
I'm saying that we want to, we as a country should move beyond questions of race and gender, and we should treat people like individuals and base our opinions on them on the, you know, their character and their skills.
I don't think that anyone will disagree with that.
Exactly.
All I'm saying is that that's not happening and is not equal for everyone. That those opportunities don't happen for everyone, and I am a living example that they don't.
Wow. That tells you everything you need to know about Donnie. Donnie is a dummy. He says, "Well, I'm living proof that there's racism." Look here, Don. Did you get a show on CNN? Primetime show. Your own show. You are successful. You make millions. And you want to talk about your victim? Golly, man, please let it stop.
I know that they don't because I live it.
Yes, you live.
You've been incredibly successful.
Golly. I have.
You live a bad life, Don, man. I feel so sorry for you because you have to deal with all this racism. You know, people don't know you and you just get free stuff. You get a lot of money. You get paid a lot of money. Are you serious? God, this Don is a dummy.
I've been, and in spite of it all, but I am. I know what I know. I've experienced what I've experienced.
You know what you
haven't
know.
Done that, and
you know what you know. And obviously, you don't know much, Don. It's unbelievable.
I don't know what it's like to be from South Africa. I don't know what it's like to be a white man. I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I don't know what it's like to be a Latino person. I don't know that, so I wouldn't speak for them and just...
And that's the thing. Despite him being black, a homosexual, And he's still successful. All the stuff, all the things that's supposed to hold him back from being successful, but yet he's successful. Why? Let me stop.
Just say, you need to move on. That's not for me to say. I believe that the country, it would be great if the country could live up to that ideal. You think that everyone has the same opportunities in America, regardless of their background and ethnicity. Do you agree?
I don't think everyone has the same opportunities.
Okay.
Well, interesting, right? So, Don Lemon is the living example of people of color being held back. Because he's been held back. Now, this is what a man looks like that's been held back. All right. Well, what can I say? This dude. Now, since he has his own show, you can really see that his mental capacity to process things is not the best. Because he really said that he is the living example of black people being held back. Wow. Don. Man, what can I say? What can I say? I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say because he seems to be not able to process information that's going in. But yeah, maybe it's just me, you know. So what do you think? Let me know what you think. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, I appreciate you spending your time with me. And I'll see you on the next one.